I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Relations between the U.S. and China are complicated. The global giants grapple over trade, currency, human rights, and any number of diplomatic issues. But both sides understand that one aspect of the relationship mustn't disintegrate completely, and that's the military one. Military ties between the two were curtailed for much of last year. It was China's way of protesting America's proposed sale of weapons to Taiwan. Well, today in Beijing, Defense Secretary Robert Gates met with his Chinese counterpart. The World's Mary Kay Magstead is in the Chinese capital. Mary Kay, how bad are things right now between the U.S. and China?
Well, basically, whenever there's a point of tension between the U.S. and China, one of the first things to go from the Chinese side is the military-to-military cooperation and regular military talks. From the U.S. perspective, as China grows more powerful and more important as a global power, it's increasingly important for the U.S. and China to have an open channel of dialogue to make sure there aren't misunderstandings that could lead to conflict. So things are not as bad as they could be. In some ways, China seems to have stepped back from a more bellicose tone that it took last year, when there, in fact, were threats made by people within the Chinese military or close to the Chinese military along the lines of, when we're powerful enough, we're going to, you know, sort of show you a lesson or two. I think the Chinese government has learned from the fact that last year the ASEAN nations, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, sided with the U.S. over China and said, you know, we want to have your presence in the region. We're glad to have your support in our claims to the South China Sea, which China also claims. And I think that kind of shocked the Chinese government because they thought they had the Southeast Asian countries on side. And because they realized that the tone they were taking wasn't really working for their greater diplomatic goals, they seem to be ready to play ball in a different way now as well.
Well, what the Chinese officials are saying right now is the way they're acting, especially militarily and growing in terms of the military, is entirely appropriate and consistent with China's rise as a political and economic power. Can you tell us some of the advances that China has made militarily, and which ones in particular are concerning the United States right now?
Sure. Well, for instance, last week, China unveiled through the internet the prototype of a stealth fighter jet, the J-20, and tested it in taxi runs. China has also said that it has achieved initial operational capacity on a missile system that can be launched from shore and could potentially take out aircraft carriers.
Like 2,000 miles away. And is it specifically U.S. aircraft carriers that would be the target? I mean, whether or not Chinese officials are saying that, is that what U.S. officials believe?
Well, that certainly could be one target. I mean, the fact that the capability is there or could be there is certainly a cause for concern. And of course, China is also working toward having its own aircraft carrier as soon as possible. In addition to this, there's also China cyber warfare capabilities. And, you know, it sort of expands the whole concept of war. It doesn't have to be related to guns and ships, because if you can take out a whole defense system or the utilities system, the grid in the U.S., that's also quite a crippling action.
Mary Kay, finally, as a longtime observer of Chinese government and Chinese foreign policy, where would you say things stand right now between the United States and China?
China sees itself as a rising economic, political, and military power, both in the region and in the world. And it gets a little frustrated with the United States, it believes, trying to contain it. From the U.S. perspective, China is spending a lot of money on military modernization, and it's not always completely forthcoming about why it's building up certain sorts of weapon systems. Secretary Gates believes that a more regular dialogue and more regular exchanges between the Chinese and the U.S. military will go a long way toward dispelling some of those suspicions.
That's the World's Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.